appreciate your support. You can always find out more at SteveGruber.com, SteveGruber.com. Be sure to be here tomorrow. We'll have another American history lesson, a real American history lesson from Hillsdale College. Our friends there have these great, I mean, these fabulous online videos all about American history. The real thing, the good, the bad, the ugly, everything in between. And you can go there and get it all for free. How? Gruber for Hillsdale.com. Gruber for Hillsdale.com. These segments are great. Last week we were talking about the American Declaration of Independence. We've talked about Ronald Reagan and George Washington and the foundational principles of this country. Larry Arnn, the intellectual president of Hillsdale College, is just, he's a national treasure to me. Anyhow, don't miss that tomorrow. Gruber for Hillsdale.com. All right, I want to share with you some, some crazy footage. This is a wild scene from Nevada. Mac Miller is a Republican candidate for lieutenant governor, forcefully removed from a public meeting for arguing about mask mandates and so forth, along with a whole bunch of other folks. But then he is grabbed, and just imagine if this was a Democrat, because this is a black Republican, a conservative black man, picked up and taken out the door and run down the hall and run right into a metal detector by aggressive security guards and then left him battered on the ground. Listen to this. What is wrong with people, honestly?
What do you guys think you're doing?
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's
just insane what happened. The guy is grabbed by either shoulder. He's probably, what, 55, 60, maybe a little. He's not a young man. He's not old particularly, but he's not young. And these two giants grab him and drag him out and ram him right into the damn metal detector. I mean, come on. Leave him on the floor sprawled. People have lost their minds in this country, it seems to me. It does seem to me people have just lost their minds. By the way, there will be names. The judge in the case of Ghislaine Maxwell says that co-conspirators' names will now be released. Yes, Ghislaine Maxwell's trial on sex trafficking years. Of course, she was the handler for Jeffrey Epstein for years and years. She was the handler for Jeffrey Epstein for years and years. She's now facing charges after Epstein died in a jail cell. I don't think anybody believes he committed suicide, but after he died in a jail cell, and now the judge, in the case where she has pleaded not guilty to sex trafficking conspiracies and so forth, the judge, Allison Nathan, telling Maxwell has a right to know the identities of the unnamed co-conspirators named in her prosecution to adequately prepare for defense. Well, they agreed. Yes, they agreed. Rejecting a government claim that doing so would cause potential danger to co-conspirators. You wonder who they're going to be. You wonder if it's going to be somebody like Bill Gates. I'm going to play this for you again because this is the most uncomfortable series of questions you've ever felt in your life. Bill Gates being hammered by Judy Woodruff at PBS NewsHour, which should be about the friendliest forum for Bill Gates anywhere in the world. She'd already asked him about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein and said, well, you know, it was, nothing came of it. And you can just see him sweating bullets. His hands are soaking wet. He's hating it. Looked extremely uncomfortable, squirming in his seat, actually. Enjoy it. Here it is.
What did you do when you found out about his background?
Well, and, you know, I've said I regretted having those dinners.
And there's nothing, absolutely nothing new on that.
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead. So, you know, in general, you always have to be careful. And, you know, I'm very proud of what we've done in philanthropy, very proud of the work of the foundation. That's what I get up every day and focus on.
Well, he's dead, you know. Yeah, we heard that, Bill. Crossed the wire at some point. We heard that he was dead. I wonder who's squirming in their seat today. Is it Bill Gates? Somebody else? Names are going to be named here. The Little Black Book, it's going to be out there. Now, it might take the New York Post or somebody with some intestinal fortitude and some spine to put the names out there, but the names are coming out. They're going to name names. They're going to put them out there for all to consider. Make no mistake about it. It's coming. It's coming 100%. Bill Gates, he just looks like a fish out of water there. The trial scheduled to begin November the 29th, by the way, right after Thanksgiving. The court finds that the concern alone does not outweigh the risk of surprise to the defendant in this case or the need for the parties to litigate co-conspirator issues in advance of trial to ensure the absence of delay. The names are coming out. Doesn't change the fact Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. PatriotFoods.com, the place to buy American-only produce, fruits and vegetables, get a good steak. How about Amish meats and cheeses? And at the same time, supporting American farmers only. You have no idea the challenge of American farmers. More than 10,000 American farms went bankrupt last year alone. The small farm is disappearing. These people are mired in debt because of the North American Free Trade Agreement and other trade deals that allow foreign companies and foreign countries to pour produce into this country for pennies on the dollar of what we can produce it for. Support the American farmer. Go to PatriotFoods.com to find out more. Please. We'll be right back.